I told in the first early morning zazen that to deport oneself in samadhi, I have to correct this term, to deport, not deport. That's why maybe I explained after that, playing free, that is deport. Today, I would like to explain what part of one's life karma occupies. What part in one's life does karma occupy? This is pretty difficult to explain, but anyway, let's return to 12 chain causation. Let me say once more again, please remember. First is ignorance, avijja, and sanskara. This is the first stage of movement, psychologically or physically. This is anywhere which is called sanskara, function, process. Human process, the function, process and function. This is what is called sanskara. Next, consciousness and name and form. This is all beings. All beings exist. And we understand through the name and form. Is that okay? This is name and form. This is fit or false. And fifth, this is six consciousnesses, six senses. Next, sixth is tangibility, touch, tangibility. And seventh is reception or feeling. And eighth is craving. Ninth is grasp. Tenth is existence. In Sanskrit we say bhava, bhava. Bhava means in Sanskrit is being. When you say being, that being consists of already a system of subject and object. This is a picture of being, okay? You understand? This is a being, we call being, or existence. If you use a term, existence or being, it's already something consisting of subject and object. In other words, dualism. This is an existence, or being. That's why yesterday I told you. Anyway, we are already, see this table, in the relationship, subject and object, I am here. That's why I can see this. Here is a table. That's why I can see the table itself. So that means already existence. So table, always there is a something existent, something being. That means subject, object, dualism. Okay. That is a tenth. Okay. I will explain this one too. And 11th is birth, and last one is old age and death. Okay? And in this 12 chain causations, the karma is second one, sanskara, okay? Sanskara and also bhava, okay? Only two things, tense. Do you understand? Tense of bhava, existence and being, and also sanskara. These two are karma, okay? Karma, remember this. And also mumyo, first one, ignorance, and also craving and grasping, those three are, anyway, pleasure, the, in Sanskrit, delusion. Affliction, okay? Because yesterday I told you the mumyo, ignorance, avijja, is that which we are, what would you say, doomed. Doomed means the fate. Doomed not to understand, what the truth is, as it is. We don't understand intellectual, but we are all there, but we don't understand. We are doomed even not to understand truth as it is. This is what is called pain, affliction. It up here, do you understand? That's why Buddha says life is characterized by suffering. This is great suffering, but we can't stop it because we are already there. So even though intellectually we don't understand, still we feel anyway. And also we want to know. This is that's what we want to know, but we can't understand. That's why that is affliction. This is a basic nature of human being. Okay, that's why first avijja, ignorance. And avijja, ignorance, and craving, and grasp, this is what is called klesha, delusion. Okay? And also consciousness, name and form, six consciousnesses, tangibility, and also reception, birth, origin, death. Those are called suffering. Okay. Karma result. Karma vipaka means your body and mind. Okay. You have now. Okay. For instance, name and form is your body. Okay? Body and mind, six consciousnesses and six objects, whatever you say. Anyway, name and form, this is our body. Okay? And also six consciousnesses. Okay? And also, if you have six consciousnesses, anyway, if you have six organs immediately has to face, anyway, what to say, object. Six objects. So all this six organs, face, six objects. Okay. This is tangibility, contact. Without contact, we can't accept. Okay. This is present life. So, name, consciousness, name and form, six consciousness, contact, and then deceive. So you can deceive this baby in contact with this baby. Immediately you can deceive. That is a deceiver. With this baby, we can accept. That is deception. And that deception, when you receive something and then you can create your own world. That is the first. And that is the first. That And also next is, if you were born in this world anyway, next, old age and death. This is the what is called karmic result. Okay. All right. So remember, this is a karmic, what is karmic life? Okay, karmic result. Is that okay? Is that clear? Remember this. Otherwise, you don't understand. So first, what I want to explain today is relationship between the ignorance and sankara and consciousness and also tense, bhava, being. So let's remind the karma is sankara and being, okay? Being. And also sankara and karma is already produced by avijja, ignorance. This is the first stage of human action. Moved by, encouraged by what? Pure sense of action? No, that is ignorance. We don't know. We don't know exactly what it is. We don't know exactly what the truth is, where you are. Okay? You don't know the real true face of existence. You don't know. But you are there, that's what you want to know. So finally, it's called threshold, avijja, which is called avijja, the affliction. So this sankara, first stage of action, human action, is produced by this avijja. Okay? Remember this. So, but in this case, then next, consciousness there. Okay, consciousness there. So consciousness is produced by first stage of human action. Okay? Human actions encouraged by avijja. Okay? Avijja is ignorance. And then this consciousness anyway enter into the present human world. You can get into it. Okay? You can get into the state of the present life. Okay? The name or form, okay, six consciousnesses exist. You can get in. That's what consciousness is, anyway, in a sense, pretty important. Okay? Consciousness means including will, volition, or all mental, psychological functions. Okay? This is consciousness. Okay? So, when you read, Dogen Zen says, right before you die, you chant the triple treasure, and you can take a vow to be reborn as a human being in the next life, to help all sentient beings. You can, because this is consciousness. Consciousness is very, very powerful. Okay? Why consciousness is very powerful? Because consciousness is created by first stage of human action. Okay? You don't know why you do this. You don't know exactly. Okay? But you act already. Okay? You act already. By what? By what? This is ignorance. Ignorance means anyway you are there, but you don't know. You don't know. But you, as long as you are there, you want to know. So finally, you move. Very naturally, you move. This is first stage of human movement. Okay? So, first stage of human movement is, well, according to my term, this is really volition. Vitality. Okay? In a good sense, this is really vitality. Don't you think so? That's vitality. But in a sense, you don't know. You don't know what the truth is. You can't understand. That's why you suffer. You are afflicted with human life. Okay? That is the basic nature of human beings. But in a sense, by this, and thanks to this ignorance, we are moving anyway. Moving, acting, and creating consciousness, and by the consciousness we can get in human world anyway. So from this point, anyway, ignorance is really dumb. For instance, thanks to dumbness, we can get in human world. Don't you think so? That is what is called, well, according to me, this is really vitality. Very vitality in human life. You think so? If you don't, if you really always understand the truth and you are always there, well, you can't get the vitality because you are always in the heaven. Okay? No difference. No suffering. You always here in the heaven. You know the heaven? Heaven is very paradise. No suffering. Completely no suffering. Because if you want, if even for a moment, if you think, I want, immediately something happens. Okay. So everything you want is given to you. Okay. So it's not necessary to suffer. That is a heaven, paradise. But everybody wants to go there. That's why we struggle for human life. But if you go to paradise, you really bored. It's not human. It's not place where human beings should be. So you're lucky anyway to suffer. Because suffering is really vitality, creating human vitality to live. Even though you don't like it, it is true. According to this 12 correlation, don't you think so? First, ignorance of from where it comes. We don't know. From where you come, okay? You were born from your mother's. Why did you choose? Why did you choose your mother? We don't know. When you are conscious of where you are, it's too late. You are already Malasu. And already, if you are conscious of where you are, you are already in the Malasu, and also you are already moving. Okay? That's the thing. So from where you come? No choice. Complete no choice. You don't know from where you come, but you are there, and you move already. You are moving already. And then that's the basic first stage of human movement. Anyway, creates human consciousness, and consciousness anyway leads you to get into the human world. That is name, form, six consciousnesses, and contact, and reception, and craving, and grasp. And then this is really something that make your life possible. Rest. That is what is called rebirth. And rebirth. Then, next, you have to, anyway, go to old age and death. Okay. So, from this point, anyway, karma, I think you can understand karma. What is that? Karma comes in the first stage of the movement, which is called sanskara. And then this sanskara movement is already, you know, they see something, understand something, hear something, anyway, Well, in the realm of, world system, let's call it dualism, subject is object, that is called existence, tense, existence. So karma is what? Karma is a very basic nature of human action, but this karma is always acting towards subject and object. Always. That means already karma always set up a certain fixed idea. Okay? Subject. Object. Okay? Do you understand? Karma is always set up something. So karma is very difficult to understand where table is and where Karagiri is, seer is, where the seeing is. We karma cannot understand the basic nature of existence in which make it possible for table and I to exist. Okay? Karma doesn't know. Karma always acts, okay? In the realm of world system, dualism. Because karma is produced by ignorance. Then this karma is, that's why karma is called, consists of the two, samskara and existence, okay? Do you remember? Samskara and existence. That is the only two things, karma. So this karma is really karma really occupies a very basic portion of human life. Okay? Describing who you are, what human being. So in other words, karma is sort of description of your life, of one's life. Okay? Or karma is really source of one's life. So everyone is in the realm of, everyone is on the basis of inner karma. Here is in the, so do you understand what I want to tell is what portion of one's life karma occupies. So karma occupies the original nature, the very basic portion of one's life. Okay, one's life. In other words, that is a source. That is something you can depend on. One's life depends on. Okay. That is a karma. Here is the Buddhist scriptures explains in a different way, like this, very interesting point. I don't know how can I say it, how can I translate, but the scripture explains karma is, we have a karma, but karma is sort of like this. Karma is one's own. In Sanskrit we say karmasvaka. Karmasvaka means having one's own action as one's property. So this is, we have a karma as what's called one's own property. So that is a property, is a place where you live in. You live in. So that's a very basic. And next, it says karma is a karma dayada. Dayada means inheritance of actions. Inheritance of actions. Well, the karma is anyway the lasting, has been the lasting since the beginning of this past anyway. It's going on. And also you are inheritance. You are successor of karma anyway. This is what is called karma dayada. Karma dayada in Sanskrit. It means inheritance of an action. Okay? And next it says karma is karma yoni. Karma yoni means a source of an action. Action means karma. Okay. Generally speaking, the karma is understood as a general action, including psychological, physical action, okay? Including even the psychological action. That is the karma. That's why I said the source of action. And next, so the karma is really occupying in the source, okay? Occupying in the source of human action. Okay, that is a very basic action, basic nature of action. Okay? And the karma is karma bandhu. Karma bandhu means a friend of action. Friend. Karma is really your friend. Your friend. So you can't keep away from it. It's really always, it is always with you. Okay? That's a friend. From real care. Okay. This is the karma. And also karma is the karma pratisarana. Karma pratisarana means that that which one life depends on, a place which one's life depends on. This is a karma pratisarana. Okay? Karma pratisarana in Sanskrit. Maybe you can envision the place where karma exists, okay? Another explanation in the Buddhist scripture says karma is just like garden. Karma is garden. Consciousness is just like a seed. And thirsty means a feeling. Thirsty feeling means a basic nature of human desires. Human desires always there, okay? Always there. You want to know something, to hear something, to see something. This is ignorance. But why do you do in that way? Because this is ignorance. Basic nature of human beings is really ignorance. That's why we can't know, but we want to know. That's always move. We don't know why you move in that way, but we move. It's the same way. So, very naturally, the consciousness is seed, and also the thirsty feeling of desire is moisture. Moisture. That's a very good expression. So let's imagine garden, okay, sea, and the water, moisture. Okay. So from this point, karma is a field or garden. And also consciousness is a seed. Okay? That means a very interesting relation between karma and consciousness. Okay? Karma and consciousness. Karma is a garden. Anyway, garden, it's big. Okay? Which makes it possible for seed to grow anyway. So that is karma. That's why in the 12 chain causation, ignorance, sanskara, the consciousness, okay? So consciousness, from where consciousness comes. What is the place? What is the place where consciousness anyway occupies? That is really karma. Consciousness always in the realm of karma. Karma is, anyway, constant moving, constant moving. You don't know why you moving that way. You can't pin it down anyway. Always constant moving. This is sanskara. Then, in this sanskara, what's called yard, garden, that is consciousness. Consciousness anyway growing there. Without, if consciousness is not there, consciousness doesn't grow. That means, I explained, the consciousness really powerful, which it makes you possible to get into human world. Okay? Do you remember? That's why this consciousness is very important. If you think about, for instance, consciously, if you think about, I will be reborn as a human being next life for all, helping all sentient beings. You can get in. Do you think so? Yes, it is. One of the famous Zen masters, the abbot of age monastery, who died at 96 years old. He was a very wonderful person. Zen teacher, and at that time, the three famous Zen teacher died. Well, in the same month, three person died. The first person died at that time. The other person, anyway, went to a monastery to perform the funeral service, and then he came back to Tokyo and he died. So it's very strange things happened at that time. That is almost 10 years ago. But this person, anyways, walking the hallways and with his attendants. On the way to perform funeral service for abbot of age monastery. That time he said, next life I will be reborn as a human being again to help all sentient beings. He smiled. Do you think so? He's mine. What's up? And then he came back, he returned to Tokyo, and he died. This is, that's why consciousness is very important in the system of consciousness, chain causation. Anyway, by the consciousness, anyway you can get into, anyway, human world. So human world is not only this life and next life, and also world life after next life. Life is anyway continuing. So from this point, we can, if you take a vow, I will be reborn. You can get in. That's why consciousness is very important. And then this consciousness is really growing in the garden. That garden is constant movement, okay? Constant movement. From where it's mentality, what's called avijja, ignorance. We don't know where we are, but we want to know. That's why any, let's go. We do all this. I think so. This is human life. Human life. So it's, mumyo is the ignorance, is really vitality. that's why the karma is the yard, the garden, and consciousness is the seed. The thirsty desire, the thirsty feeling of desire is the water, drink water. That is called grasping, craving, okay, according to 12 chain causation of the self. By what? By reception, contact. Okay. You can accept, you can ignore. If you contact, always contact. This is inevitable situation. Okay. You have to contact and accept, receive, and then next you can get feeling and lots of psychological function come up. So very naturally we can repeat life and death constantly. This is the meaning of the teaching of the 12 chain causation. That's very interesting. So about what I have taught today anyway. What I want to tell you is, karma is really base source of one's life. Okay, one's life, base source. That's what you cannot understand. If you try to understand karma intellectually, well, the Buddhist scripture says you become crazy and confused. How do you know this? How do you know this? This is only one way. This is a meditation, Zazen, handed down from generation to generation, coming back anyway, source, return to source, return to home, and sit in there, anyway, sit there, okay. Well, you don't know exactly how we explain, anyway, why we have to do this. In the daily life, the kinds of things we don't know, we don't have enough space to look at ourselves, and look at source of our lives, okay, all this, because consciousness is always going out, okay, going out. That's why it's very difficult. But if you are, while you are going out, there are lots of things you are interested in. That's why you feel joyful. You feel joyful. Actually, it's not. That joy comes from, anyway, not from you, from others. Because your consciousness is always going up. And then you feel joyful, but this is that joy coming from us, from you, from us. So, strictly speaking, there is no sense of subjectivity, which is called Karagi, as a human being. Because Karagi is sort of a person dragged away constantly by something else, always. So that's why we don't have any space to look at who I am, who you are, and where you are anyway. But if you come back anyway, let's return to you and Sydney in that time, exactly you can be there. Okay? But problem is, maybe you think return home is pretty easy. I don't think so, please. If you return home, okay, maybe you will complain so much. Because if you return, you return home completely nothing, okay? Nothing, because, well, that's why you complain grumble at such a situation. But, and then finally what you are doing, when you come back home, you are overthinking, okay? You are chasing up the thoughts and you are, anyway, roaming around. But, to me, according to Buddhism, okay, first stage of Zen, there are four stages of Zen. The first stage of Zen is in the first stage of Zen, all unwholesome dharma means unwholesome things, okay, including physically and mentally, whatever it is, okay. If you get into Zazen meditation, in the first stage of Zazen, you can experience no unwholesome thing. Because you don't say much. It's really true. Okay, if you sit down like this, okay, maybe you cannot do anything. Because your legs are full cross legs, crossing each other. Your hands is like you can hit somebody, and also your mouth is closed, you can't talk. And your eyes and it cast on the floor, so you can't see anybody facing wall. Okay? And also your thinking is anyway coming in sitting in Zazen anyway. So all things anyway come back to the Zen. So nothing you can do. You cannot do. But you think still I am a bad boy, but that is already imagination that you can think, okay? Imagination is imagination. Imagination is completely, if you don't know where the imagination disappears. Sooner or later. So you cannot put the label on that imagination. If you like, you can chase after, but all you have to do is just to exhaust, that's all. So, interesting, if you return to you, anyway, all unwholesome things stop. Okay, stop. This is there too. And then, next, there are, well, very important things still left. That is, it's called vitarka in Sanskrit, vitarka, and also vichara. That is, vitarka means thought, usual thought. Thought is, anyway, consists in what sets the human consciousness to act, okay? This is thought. In other words, we are all thinking something, okay? I see this, okay? Table sees, office is. So, the thought consists in setting human consciousness to one object. This is thought. Okay? That is what is called vitarka, okay? Vitarka. So, in other words, in Zazen, still you attach to the object. Well, I told you later, okay? And also, vichaga means a discursive thinking. You can realize this, okay? Don't you think so? Your thinking is going on and on, okay? In Zazen. Well, if you sit down, okay? If you sit down, completely nothing to do, nothing to do for you, but you can do many things. What you do, chasing up the thoughts, roaming around thinking. But thinking and thoughts are completely something you do in the dualistic world, and also problem is they are all imagination, just imagination. Don't you think so? Because you think are imagination. So in the Zen, you really play with the imagination. So finally, nothing to do, because you realize how stupid you are if you are taking after playing with the thought, the imagination. How stupid you are. Finally, you think how stupid Zazen is. It's not fault of Zazen, you fault. Don't you think so? You fault because you are chasing after, you know, thought, imagination. And then finally you criticize Zazen. How stupid Zazen is. I don't think so. You are stupid. Well, if you return home exactly, you can experience, because this is the Buddha says, the Buddha scripture says, that is the first experience, first stage of Zazen, okay? First, inward belief, not belief, it's not necessary, if you don't believe, that's okay, but anyway, this where you start to poke your head into that joy, okay? Because you don't know, but it's, you feel something. So you start to poke your head into joy. That is pretty in Sanskrit, okay? Joyful interest. But joyful interest is still your six consciousnesses always working. That's when you start to poke your head into joyful interest. Don't you think so? But happiness is not. Next, still you can experience happiness. Happiness is complete. Happiness means Saman, be one with Zazen. That is what is called happiness. Okay? Happiness. In the Buddhism. So, first, at the first stage, anyway, you can experience five consciousness there. One is Vitarga, and Vichara, and also Priti. Okay, Priti means joyful interest. Okay, and happiness, and also Samadhi. Five consciousness. You can, in other words, you can experience five things psychologically. Okay? And also, basically, at the first stage of the Zazen, all unwholesome things drop off. Okay? That's great. And then, finally, nothing. Nothing. This is Zazen. And then, at the second stage of the Zen, you realize at the first stage of the Zen, you realize how stupid you are because of the chasing after thinking, and because why you feel so, because you're completely exhausted. You know, chasing. If you sit the 7 day, you really understand this. You know, you really understand. Well, the first day, second day, you really struggle. Try to make your mind calm. Third day, fourth day, well, you start to get tired. Really get tired. The fourth, the fifth, you start to give up. Chasing after thoughts, because you start to think, realize how stupid I am. Because you're exhausted. So finally, sixth, seventh, all thoughts. You completely give up. That's pretty nice. And finally, even though you completely beyond, you try or you not try, completely, well, you can do the best. Just sit down. Okay? So at first stage, you really understand how stupid you are. And at the second stage of the then, vitag and vichara both drop off. And then you can experience a joyful interest. Okay? Still your consciousness start working. Still working. Okay? Poking your head into what is this joyful interest? What is that? This is enlightenment? Maybe so. You are still asking to yourself, this is enlightenment. Wonderful. So joyful interest always there. And also simultaneously, you don't know what the truth is, but you little touch it. You touch it a little bit. That's why you feel happy. You experience happiness. You don't know exactly. Even though consciously you really hate something, you really hate something, pain itself, but still you feel happy. Okay? Then at the third stage, the interesting of in the Zen is rolling, snowballing. It's getting snowballing. So you try to get into, poking your head into, anyway, joyful interest. Okay, what truth is? And finally, joyful interest is also in the realm of joyful interest. Still, your consciousness works, but finally, six consciousnesses also drop off. Very much for it. All you have to do is just sit down, and then deliver a smile. You smile. That exactly you can be one with seven. So. No joyful interest, okay. And then just happiness there. Just happiness means exactly samadhi itself. Samadhi. Samadhi is oneness, okay. And then at the fourth stage of the Zazen, completely there is no happiness because there is no space to touch the happiness, okay. If you touch the happiness means you see the happiness here and you are here. Okay? And then you can, this person, look at this happiness. At that time, this happiness is not real happiness. That is image of happiness. Understand so? That's why you touch it. It's like this. And then you enjoy it very much. But at that time, as while you are touching this happiness, that means that you're still six consciousness still poking your head into this. It's not happiness. That is joyful interest. Okay? So if you see the happiness at the first stage of the Zen, completely at the third stage of the Zen, no happiness, no trace of happiness. Just one. At that time you don't know. You don't know. This is what is called enlightenment. But enlightenment, most people think enlightenment is still sort of a dread, trace left behind your experience. That means already always touching the top of the enlightenment. But this is just the image of enlightenment. But real enlightenment is no trace, no trace. Okay? That is the thing. And then, when you really want, when you really return home like this, exactly you'll be one. In the realm of a thought, which is called karma. Karma. Then you can see karma, what karma is. It's really, you can touch it. And this karma is really basic nature of your life. This is not only particular person, this is all human beings, anywhere, just like this. So you can't understand the karma through literature, through your experience in the daily life, or through philosophical understanding, through metaphysical, or through science, whatever you do, nothing. It makes you crazy.
arrived today.
Anyway, aren't you just through the meditation? Does it?
That's not.
I'm sorry for you, anyway. And then you believe it's ridiculous because you say, Kagi says in Zazen there is nothing, but it's there.
What?
It's pain. But it's not pain. Pain is not something is here because you believe pain, you believe is, you say it's real, but I don't think so. That is, if you think the pain is real, that pain is here. Yes. That is an image of pain. Whatever you think pain is, doesn't care. So pain is what? Pain is, happens, occurs under certain circumstances. Means when you sit down like this, pains come up. Hello, Kati. What you're doing, you understand? Okay. Are you a dead person? Oh, no. Why? Because why not? Why? Because I am alive. Oh, okay. I will give you a pain.
It's all I have.
And then when you stand up and through the zazen, from zazen, from your seat, well, pain goes away. But you say the pain is here. It's real. Not even the image of your pain. Don't you think so? It's with the image. And then you play with the image of pain. Finally, you add psychological, mental, anyway, suffering to pain itself. But pain doesn't care. This pain really doesn't care. If you add something to this, it's huge. Become monstrous. And finally, I hate that. So you quit. Very natural, you quit. But it's not Zazen. Even nothing, completely nothing there. That's why you feel boredom. Boredom. It's really boredom. And then you say the boredom. It's really boredom. It's really something real. But it is not boredom. It's boredom. It doesn't care also. And under certain circumstances, just the boredom comes out. Because you have done. You have been busy, okay? You have been busy with taking care of your mind, going out in your daily life. That's why when you return to your mind, you feel boredom. Because nothing to deal with or something else, another object. Only you have to do is to take care of your mind. So, mind, take care of the mind. You're bored. That's it. So you really hate. But this mind, they hate and boredom is, boredom, if someone says, main purpose of Zazen is to feel the boredom, to research boredom, I don't think so. If you feel the boredom and analyze or synthesize the boredom, that is really you are chasing after image of the boredom. Boredom is boredom from where? Boredom comes. Boredom comes from your discursive thinking. That's all. And then if I give you a certain sweet candy, boredom is gone. If I don't, if you really feel boredom, that's all. So what is the boredom? Boredom is bye-bye. When you're done, well, boredom come up. This is the thing. Really something. Finally, complete nothing. So if there is nothing, all you have to do is come back home and sit. Just sit in. With food. Please, he's coming. Okay. What is called? The what is called experience. Okay? Experience through Zazen. That makes it in itself. Okay? Finally, all you have to do is completely nothing, all you have to do is just sit down. That's it. Then, this is a pretty good way. you know to get peace of what the karma is. Karma is. Okay? So, today what are the 2 points, okay? What I talked. 1 point is the location of the karma is really in the source of one's life. Okay. That's karma in the source of, in the ground, on the ground of really the fundamental ground of anyway one's life is not something you try to understand intellectually, no way, nothing else to understand. All you have to do is, anyway, finally, you have to return home, sitting, just sitting. This is Zazen. Only through Zazen, you really cross that they have access to what karma is, what the human nature is. Okay? And then if you continue to do Zazen, that's it, you really understand the total picture of karma. Okay? I would like to continue still. I have to have three or four lectures. So I would like to explain more about this. So today, please remember, this is 2 points. Occasion of karma is anyway soft human life. So describing description of one's existence. So also that there is no other way. Just sit. No other way. Just sit. No other way but just to sit. This is just the way to know what the sin, what the karma is. Do you have a question?
Suggest when you get pain is to, and I've experienced that if I try to fight it, it gets worse. And if I get into it, then I can stay with it. But then all of a sudden, seems like my mind all says that's it, and then I have to move or so forth. So does it get better with sitting?
Well, no. If you continue to sit, you pain. You can be really free from the pain.
Yeah.
So it's getting better. You can get there. But don't worry too much. Okay? Anyway, pain is also your friend. Because pain is, anyway, coming from a soul. Okay? Where whatever you do, always pain. But not only Zazen, if you want to be a sportsman, the football players, always pain there. Even though you become a janitor, always pain there. So not only Zazen.
Like I have the sensation, I can see my feet, or it seems like they're turning blue. Is that a danger to that? Am I sitting wrong or what?
No, it's pretty natural.
If you would just, I mean, the two come back to life eventually.
Yeah, but be careful, okay? Be careful sometimes because if you feet your feet is numb, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes after standing, usually numbness goes away, but. If a numbness stay with your feet for long, you must be careful. Sometimes such things happen. Okay. But usually, when you stand up and numbness is gone, no problem. Okay. It's very natural because if you cross legs, circulation stops. The circulation stops. It's very good for you. next moment, next after that, well, after stopping the circulation, well, circulation goes well. That, just make a day and night, day and night. You cannot always stay in the daytime at the date. Well, if you want to get the vitality at the daytime, anyway, you should sleep. So, stop the circulation for a while. That's good.
Roshi, is it good to also work at strengthening your muscles?
Strength?
To do some other kind of exercise or
running
or whatever, so that it would be, your body would be strong.
Yes.
And it was not going to eliminate the pain.
Yeah.
But to make
flexible.
To make, be as flexible.
Yeah, that's too much. In many ways, we try to fit, fit to Zazen postures. If you want to do Zazen, Zazen doesn't never come up to you. You cannot wait for Zazen to come up to you. If you want to do Zazen anyway, you should go to Zazen. Okay, do you understand? For this, anyway, physically, we should understand our human body and mind, and anyway, try to fit to Zazen. For this, we have to exercise, take exercise sometimes.
I was concerned because the conditioning expert who came and taught us some exercises and some stretches said that our knees shouldn't bend that way, that they should just bend this way. Just this way, and not this way.
So what is the question?
Well, I felt concerned about that because she thought it was not good for our knees to sit in the posture.
Oh. What do you think?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rumor going around, but it's not.
I don't know, by a logical speaking. Well, maybe so, but somebody. You cannot do all this good perfectly, okay? For instance, your diet or whatever you do, even though you live here, but do you live, but do you, take in the complete fresh air, okay, pure air. Actually, intellectually, we want, but look at this room. It's really dirty. But we can't see this room here. But air, exactly. If a morning sun comes in, you can see lots of dust. Don't you think so? We always take a breath in such a situation. Are you all right? But I don't want to recommend you to get the dirty air. Okay, I don't think so. But I don't recommend you to take all this pure air. Okay. Well, anyway, sometimes. But I don't mean to don't break your legs. Okay? So listen to listen to that situation, okay? Well, accept. For instance, people will have a problem with a low back. All chiropractors says don't sit. Sitting is worse, make you worse. But people but intellectually it's not good, because if your spine is wrong, sort of like this, so then you pressure, the bone. So it's not good, but even though you sit or even though you stand up, it's always pressure. The best way is, you all day you should lie down, that's better. But you can't lie all day, then you have to walk and you have to go someplace. If you stand up immediately, pressures come, okay? Do you understand? So why is it all chiropractors refuse sitting? Now you see, if chiropractor refuse sitting, well, he should refuse standing or walking too. Just right up. So it's not reasonable. For me, but I don't tell anybody, please sit down. do nothing. So I always said, please follow the chiropractor's advice. But they still continue to fit. So maybe it's true, but I don't know. Okay? But I don't have any problem.
I'm trying to understand something from two different, I think it's the same thing from two different angles. So the one is, you said that consciousness comes from ignorance, or is that, am I understanding that, and also karma?
I mean, maybe, yes, consciousness acts, anyway, acts, okay? Consciousness acts, attribute of ignorance, okay? Ignorance. So, action of the consciousness is based on anyway sanskara. Okay, do you understand? Sanskara. Sanskara means the basic first stage of the human action. Okay? So, the action of the consciousness is based on, okay? And based on, you know, sanskara. And then, consciousness, anyway, acts, okay? Acts means consciousness, and the sanskara, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness acts with, okay, attribute of the ignorance.
Okay, so they're related.
Yes.
So
related.
Karma is the source, yes, of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... I'm
so, that's why karma creates a consciousness, okay? Creates a consciousness.
That's why?
Yeah, that's why. Karma, a consciousness, is produced by sanskara.
Mm-hmm.
Just sanskara. Because this is the original nature of consciousness' actions. Okay? So, create. Or, you can say from a different angle. Consciousness, anyway, create sanskara too.
Then how is samskara, is that right? How is that related to karma?
Mm-hmm.
How are they related?
Karma is exactly in samskara itself, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Exactly itself. Karma is a samskara and also existence. Okay, bhava. This is a karma.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Then the other thing I was wondering is from then being related to ignorance, is that how karma, not understanding dualistic nature, is, well, maybe this is too confused.
Karma is action. Already action. Okay.
Is it the action. Relation to ignorance?
Ignorance.
Our
because,
thoughts
yes.
That are trying to grasp.
Because we don't know. We don't know where we are. Okay. We are.
Okay.
We are here. But we don't know where we are. Then naturally we want to know. Okay? Do you understand? For instance, if you this room, okay, you are here. See, even though your consciousness doesn't work, okay, if you are here, you can feel something. Okay, you contact all this. Okay, so very naturally, informations come from this room. Information sent to the, no, this room sent the information to consciousness constantly. That's why even though you try to ignore, you can know, you want to know, you are curious of what it is, where we are, okay? Okay? But actually we can't know what it is, exactly what it is. Okay? That's why the more we try to know what it is, the truth, okay? We can't know, but we are there. And then the truth anyway gives lots of information to us. That's what we cannot ignore, but we cannot know. That is a struggle, okay? This is a basic situation. So, very naturally, there is no particular guarantee how to know what to do, but all we have to do is just act. This is a sanskara.
The doctor?
Yeah.
The sanskara. Well, this is so through the reality you can know. You can know. For instance, you want to do zazen intellectually, so you decide, yes, I would like to do zazen. So you do. But when you sit down and do zazen immediately, you are skeptical. Should I do such a stupid zazen forever? It's ridiculous. So immediately you think, no, I want to do something better. So immediately you try to go some other place. And then you move, but still it is not right, exactly right. You have to depend on. Finally you say, this is right. Should I stay here always? No, I don't. So finally going that way, that way, that way. So basically we are really driven by the stress of alternative, yes? Under uneasy conditions, unstable conditions. Do you understand? Is this what is called ignorance? But we have to do. We have to say something. We have to do something. But how dangerous, how unstable it is, we don't know. We don't know. That is a delusion. What is called delusion? If you don't know how uneasy, how unstable situation we are, that is what is called the foolish ordinary people. If you realize this, you are wise men. Is that okay? Yes.
My understanding is that my karma already is and is in motion. And I don't know what it is, but there is a place where it exists. So that I'm obviously trying to find out my way, whether it will be through more zazen or through less or through this way or this way. And it sounds like there's no guidance other than my making that choice. I will go here or here. But that's already determined somewhere. It feels like I'm choosing. Well, I can do this or this. But what you're saying is, in one sense, it's not my choice.
Oh, it's not. But finally, whatever you say is not my choice, not your choice, or that someone gives a choice. And whatever you say, that is the state of your life under uneasy, unstable conditions. Okay? Whatever you say, there is not exactly something clear you can pin down. But under such a situation, conditions, you have to make a choice. This is reality, okay? Total picture of reality, you are there. So that's why it's very unstable feeling. But all you have to do is do our best to make a choice. Let's do it. That's all we have to do.
But aren't you saying that some choices will be better than others? Like a choice to be more disciplined in my practice would be a better choice than...
Sure, better choice, but I don't know better choice. What is a better choice? Okay? So, better choice is, the concept of the better is, anyway, you create. So, for instance, Zen is better than some other religion, whatever you say. What is the better? So you come to the Zen and then say, it's not better because you have to pay. You have to feel all this pain. It's not better. So, very not the better. Kind of concept of the better is, anyway, all the change. Okay? In Japan, well, Zen is appears a different. The United States then appears in a different way. So what is better? But all you have to do, that is a real situation, okay? Total picture of your reality. But remember, we have to make a choice of better one. Okay? Do you understand? Better one. But you cannot completely depend on this better one. You have made a choice. Okay? So, leave it alone. Just a choice. Okay? Do you understand?